I'll send the Finance Committee order. We have the afternoon session, May 15th. We're in State Capitol Room, Senate Finance meeting present. Senator Olson, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick, Senator Kaufman, Senator Kronk, and Senator Stedman's on the way to a parade, I believe. So, just kidding. Myself, Chairman Hoffman. The first item on today's calendar is HB 23, State Commission for Civil Rights. This bill was first heard on April 21st. We took public testimony and reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. We have a CS for introduction. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for House Bill 23, version G, as in Gustavus, and bring it before the committee as our working document.
And I will object for an explanation by Liz Harpold. Please come to the table and explain the CS to the Senate Finance Committee. Ms. Harpold.
Thank you. For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. What version G of this bill does, it makes one change. It adds a new section to add language for the allowance of and procedure for predetermination agreements within the investigation and conciliation section.
Thank you for that explanation. Do we have members' questions? I will remove my objection. Is there further objection to adopting the CS? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. Will of the committee, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee report out Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 23, version G as in Gustavus, from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that moves on to the next committee referral, which would be the Finance Committee. Rules Committee. Agenda item number two is HB 52, Minor and Psychiatric Treatment. This bill was first heard on May 6th. We took public testimony, reviewed the fiscal notes at that time, and we have a CS for introduction. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 52, version T as in Tenneke, and bring it before the committee as our working document.
And I will object and invite Ms. Harpold to the table to explain the CS.
For the record, Liz Harpold, staff to Senator Olson and the Senate Finance Committee. The CS before you, version T, makes three changes. First, it removes added language about generating a report and notification practices that, in consulting with the Department of Health and bill sponsor, could potentially be contradictory to confidentiality requirements already established. Additionally, it updates the definition of chemical restraint and updates the effective date to July 1st, 2027.
I will remove my objection. Are there questions on the CS? Is there objection? Seeing none, that CS is adopted. Senator Keel, the will of the Senate Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee report out Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 52, version T, as in Tenneke, from the committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill advances to the next committee. Bring up item three, HB 96, Home Care Employment Standards Advisory Board. This bill was first heard on Tuesday. We reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. Additionally, this is a companion to Senate Bill 154, which we took public testimony on in March. Are there questions on the legislation? Seeing none, will of the committee. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee report out House Bill 96, version T.A, from committee with the attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill moves on to the next committee referral. That brings the last item before this afternoon's Finance Committee's agenda, HB 14, repeal catastrophic illness and medical assistance. This bill was first heard on Tuesday. We reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. We did not take public testimony on this bill, but public testimony was taken in different committees. Senator Keel, will of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee report out House Bill 14, version A as in Anchorage, from committee with the attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that bill will move on to the next committee of referral, which would be the Rules Committee. This concludes this afternoon's agenda. Our next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Anything else come before the committee? We are adjourned.